The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
He's about to make the same mistake in Afghanistan that he did in Iraq.
Senator John McCain, upset over what we're seeing in that country and what the repercussions are going to be for Americans, frankly. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is the wild, wild west once again in a country that we knew was falling apart from the very beginning of this odyssey. And here we are at a terrible crossroads because as more people are being beheaded, that's what the reports say, and soldiers are just taking off their uniforms and fleeing, dumping their guns, the turmoil gets worse. The chaos becomes that much bigger. Mosul and Tikrit right now are the two cities that have been overrun with the ISIS, which, by the way, grabbed up a ton of cash, including gold bullion. They have over $400 million, making them the wealthiest terrorist organization right now to date. And they're using some of that money, oh, by the way, to recruit people to their jihadist movement. They can be soldiers for them for $600 a month. There are huge problems in Iraq. I mean, huge problems. So if it becomes even more of a bloodbath in that country, and you think of the decades we've invested in it, the soldiers and people who were killed, the limbs that were lost, the money that was dumped into Iraq, do we have an obligation to go back? I mean, hey, they're saying no boots on the ground right now. But if it gets that much worse, do we have to go back or not? Or do we stay completely out of this? If I'm the commander-in-chief, we're out of it. Worst comes to worst, we're dumping bombs. We're dropping bombs. I mean, meaning, in other words, we're taking the drones that everybody hates and we're using them, which is what Iraq wants to happen anyway. And maybe beefing up what we do equipment-wise. What a disaster to send 50,000 troops back into that country or more. It really could come to that. That might be the decision in the end. Because I think it's going to get worse. We're at the tipping point right now there. At the tipping point. Rick in Illinois, you get the first crack at this. Hello.
Hello, Kate. If Obama just will get his guns and let Boehner and McCain lead the charge.
Let them do it?
Boys, that's right. You boys go right ahead and go right over there. You start fighting.
Yeah, we can't do that. What a disaster. What a disaster.
They're not going to fight for themselves, so how are we going to fight for them?
Exactly. And they're not. I mean, Rick, I have this even from a good source. It's really true. It's not exaggerated because they know they're going to get their heads cut off, so they're just dumping their unis and they're bolting.
Yeah, they're heading down there just like they did the first war. You know, first Desert Storm, you know how they all come out of foxholes with hands in the air and surrendered by hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing again. So
yep.
They're not going to fight for themselves. We go there for 12 years, didn't gain nothing, so what are we going to gain this time around?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Here's the other thing, Rick, about this. Our good friends in Iran are helping them. They're helping them.
Yeah.
Wrong. Just wrong.
Their neighbors.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, let Saudi Arabia and Dubai use all that oil money to, you know, help them out. They're their neighbors. Let them help them, try to help them out. But no, we ain't got no business being over there.
Nope.
Stay out there. I mean, who are you going to fight? You don't know who you're fighting.
Yeah, you're fighting a group of incredible thugs, really jihadists, this ISIS. They have a certain strategy, and some of it is because of what I just said. They had this chunk of money that they stole. That money buys fighters. And they're really trying to terrify people. Here's what they're doing. Somebody told me this the other day, that they have these ice cream parties for kids to try to get the populations thinking they're okay. Hey, maybe they aren't so awful. And then you know what they do? Then they take the people that are the troublemakers and they behead them in front of the kids at this ice cream gathering. Wrong.
Yeah, they're pretty
nasty.
The worst. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, yep.
And you go there and you don't know who your friends are, so you know they'll shoot you in the back, turn your back on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
I know
so
mad, but we gonna gain nothing, win nothing.
Nope, Rick. You and I, my friend, are on the same side. Thanks for the call. We can't do it. We can't go back in there. We can't. And, you know, the group, because now, what's this group about? The group is led by an Iraqi militant. His fake name is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and he's got a $10 million bounty on his head. He took the reins, apparently, a couple years ago, and has transformed a little organization into a much bigger force. And that is the ISIS. And it is classified as a terrorist organization. And it was classified as one back in 2004. Ambitious, recruiting, has money, works on tricking people, dulling their senses and pulling them in and then surprising them. And they have no fear of just killing as many people as they have to kill, meaning people too, not just soldiers. This is very scary. And they've carried out suicide bombings, other things, bombings in marketplaces. They have some tactics that they've used to try to, as I said, pull in the local communities, and it's working for them. They're even in a couple of Syrian cities, too. So they look at what the people are doing. They try to adopt it a little bit and get in there. They assimilate. They assimilate sometimes first, and then all of a sudden they're there. This is very, very bad news. I mean, this is brutal. Brutal. What they've done in a couple of places and the sites that they have set on, especially Baghdad, they really want to capture Baghdad. And then all bets are off. I mean, think about it. Our troops were out in December of 2011. And this turmoil has been building, building, and building. And it's what we knew. You've got three religious factions who don't get along. The Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. So what is the surprise here? Stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking about Israel and Israel's woes and who's footing the bill for the nasty campaign against Israel with Jed Babin. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Very thrilled to welcome to America Tonight Jed Babin, columnist for the Washington Examiner and the American Spectator. He served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the George H.W. Bush administration. And he's got a very interesting book out right now that talks about Israel and really what I think has become all of a sudden, and I agree with a lot of what I've seen in the book, all of a sudden it's become kind of a public relations nightmare for Israel. All of a sudden, the object of boycotts and divestment and sanctions and, you know, so what's going on with Israel is I have several friends that live there and they've told me this over the years. They've seen this the last couple of years in particular. There's been an anti-Israel movement. So who's funding it and what started all of this? Jed, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back with you. It's been a long time. What's really going on, Kate, is that there is a concerted ideological war against Israel. It's being run by the Palestinians and a lot of Palestinian activists, and it's being funded by an awful lot of European governments and these non-governmental organizations. You know, a lot of these guys pass themselves off as charities, but there's really literally thousands of them out there, and they're funding this movement. They're trying to, through this movement, make Israel a pariah state like North Korea. So they'd be boycotted, their economy would be boycotted, there'd be sanctions against them, and there'd be divestment of current investments by different banks or companies or whatever in Israel. They want to basically strangle Israel, and they're making a lot of headway. If you look at some of the funding sources like Norway, Sweden, even parts of Great Britain, you see Ireland and some of the charities coming out of there. All of these people are investing tens or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars in trying to strangle Israel, and it's beginning to have a very big effect.
Yeah, and strangling Israel, you think of the relationship of the United States and families and businesses and whatnot. So from the United States point of view, it's also happening here. And that's in some ways mind-boggling to me. How does that happen?
Well, there are several things out there. I think you, again, have these NGOs, these non-governmental organizations, Palestinian activists, and what they're trying to do in places, well, like colleges and universities, they're trying to convince college-age students to support this and to boycott it and try to have the colleges and even banks and other companies and universities and so forth try to boycott Israel and divest from Israeli investment. And what they're shooting for is support, and they're trying to create sort of a protest movement like the old Vietnam War protest movement. You know, college-age folks, and gosh, I was one once a long, long time ago, you know, they tend to be pretty idealistic. And when you tell them, well, you stand for human rights and peace and prosperity and yada, 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 well, okay, that sounds pretty good, and they want to support you. But if you don't really support those ideas, and if you're really opposed to them, and you're really opposed to academic freedom and freedom of all types, which is what this BDS movement really is, then some of these kids are going to get taken in. What I'm trying to do is to get out to the colleges and some of the universities and just tell people, hey, you know, these guys are not really what they're saying they are.
Yeah, and you just released the book, The BDS War Against Israel. You co-authored it, and you and the co-author of this book, you came together and decided, okay, you know, you and Herb London, we got to do something about this because this is really rolling downhill fast. Was that part of what your thought was?
Well, really, it was, and you know, frankly, we wanted to do this because nobody else has. You know, there's nothing else out there that really describes the BDS movement, shows how it developed, shows where the people are funding it, and really shows how they are lying in terms of their campaign against Israel. I mean, just as an example, one of the big charges they make against Israel is that it's an apartheid state. Well, if you start picking that apart, as we did in the book, you see that, well, in South Africa under apartheid, black people were segregated, for one. Their education was very limited and controlled. They had very little or no economic opportunity, and they couldn't vote. Well, you look at what Israel has right now. The Arab citizens of Israel, and not every Palestinian that lives anywhere else in the world, but the Arab citizens, the Muslim citizens of Israel, they can vote. Arab women can vote, and they can't in most Muslim countries. And they can elect people to high office. They can run for office. To say that their education is limited, let me just point out that Israel's equivalent of MIT is a university called Technion. Mm-hmm. And the valedictorian of their medical school class last year was an Arab woman named Ali Salah, I believe. So that's the falsity. The apartheid accusation is just one of the many false accusations that make up this BDS movement. And I'm hoping that people will read the book and understand, you know, why we needed to do this, because we're just trying to point out that what these guys are doing is flat lying.
And George Soros is heavily invested in this, isn't he?
Pardon me. Yes, of course. I mean, as one would expect, any, you know, left-wing cause, any left-wing issue, Soros is really heavily invested. He not only is invested in the BDS movement itself and giving grants from his foundations and network of donor funds to various groups that are supporting the BDS movement, he's even supporting college-age students who are getting grants from his organizations to go study, and the purported study that they're making is, well, to attack Israel with their own ideas and their own ideology.
Yeah, ultimately, this, in trying to make Israel weaker, it also makes them incredibly vulnerable to so many of the predators around them, correct? From, so many different states. You see that they're building a wall separating them from Jordan, and there's a lot of other things going on besides this behind the scenes, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, some of it's going on right in our government here. I mean, if you look at what Kerry and Obama have been doing, I mean, Kerry has joined in accusing Israel of being an apartheid state, and Obama and Kerry have just recognized this so-called reconciliation government between Hamas, the terrorist organization, and Fatah. So they're essentially saying, well, the Hamas terrorists, whose charter says they want to destroy Israel by violent jihad, they are now saying, Obama and Kerry are saying, well, okay, that's a legitimate goal. So we have our own government participating in this directly and indirectly, and it's bizarre. America has always stood for freedom and freedom in Israel, and these guys are backing away from that at light speed.
Yeah. And then what about the relationship of the president with Benjamin Netanyahu and just Israel in general? We've seen that deteriorate through the course of his administration, haven't we?
Well, it's not been great. It's never been good, as a matter of fact. And you remember back, I think it was in 2010, a year after Obama was inaugurated, that Netanyahu came to town and Obama was angry about Israeli settlements in Jerusalem. And basically Obama came down to the meeting and said to Netanyahu, well, I don't like what you're doing, and if you change your mind, let me know, I'll be around, and left him. I mean, that's the way our American presidents have treated our enemies over the years, not our friends. But Obama, well, I guess he just believes Israel's an enemy.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, what's your biggest concern if this continues to go on as you're shedding light on it? You said nobody's done very much on it. You wrote the book, you co-authored the book. If it just continues to proliferate, what's your ultimate concern for Israel?
Well, my ultimate concern is that their economy will be strangled. I mean, the nation, any nation, cannot survive as a self-contained unit. They have to be able to trade. They have to be able to have their citizens travel. And, you know, if you have the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement succeed, I mean, Israel will be basically like North Korea. And does not deserve to be so. That's the real issue here, Kate. The point really comes down to Israel is being accused of things that it's not guilty of. Israel is being painted with a tar brush that it doesn't deserve. And Americans need to learn the truth. And again, I'm just hoping that people will read the book and come to the conclusion that I did, that what the BDS movement is selling is just a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. It's interesting, too. You think of, as we were just talking about there, what ultimately happens if people don't understand some of the things that are happening. I call it behind the scenes. But, you know, the more it's open, the better. Iran is certainly a country that, let's face it, would love to see Israel deteriorate because they have their sights on it.
Well, not only that. I mean, they've literally said that they want to destroy Israel. I mean, that's one of their very open goals. And if you look at the nation of Iran and their development of nuclear weapons, Israel's got to at some point understand when they do. I'm sure that Iran is a existential threat to them, and they're going to have to deal with it one way or the other. And whether they do that through attacking Iran themselves or however they're going to do it, I mean, this is an existential threat to them. And if you've been to Israel, I haven't been in a long, long time. I went once in about 2003. If you look at how small that nation is, you understand that one nuclear weapon would effectively negate Israel as a nation. It would destroy it.
Yeah, absolutely. The BDS War Against Israel, how do we get the book?
Just go on Amazon.com and look up the title or look up my name, Jed Babin.
Perfect. Jed, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
I didn't wake up this morning thinking I was going to pet a couple elephants on the way into the arena, but that was certainly a nice touch, and, you know, only in Dallas would something like that happen.
All right, that is the man who makes the decision on where the Republicans will hold their conventions, Rents Priebus, who makes that decision, the chairman of the Republican Party, was in Dallas. That's where our satellite facility is here on America Tonight. There's a great chance, as I told you probably 2 months ago, they are narrowing the list, that Dallas would be one of the cities that could host the convention. And why host the convention? Because, as in all cities, other than the Olympics, where you can just get crushed by the venues, a big event like a Democratic or Republican convention brings in a lot of big bucks. And for Dallas, that would be huge. And certainly for the people that would come to Dallas, the Republicans, it fits. I'd say there's probably a good chance that that happens. And, you know, the last convention, we were there in Tampa, and we certainly cover the elections from all angles, the Democrats, the Republicans, etc. And the Democrats haven't really narrowed theirs quite as much, but I think the Republicans are down to just Cincinnati and And from what I understand, the city of Dallas, we'll see where that goes. I'll say one thing. I think it's good to get it done, nail it shut, and then focus, as Priebus is trying to do, on what's happening with the party. What's happening with the Republicans? Just like the Democrats, remember, it's about what is the message, what do we stand for, who are we trying to get elected, what are we trying to accomplish. You've got midterm elections that could have massive repercussions on what the map looks like, since there are so many spots that are up for grabs. And a lot of conversation about some heavy things, immigration, the thing with the kids coming from Central America, the Dreamers, amnesty deal that is blowing up, I think, in the administration's face because the part of implementing it somehow, I don't know if they worked on it and just couldn't get it smooth, but when you have kids crammed into bases and you're trying to get them into bases and you're worried about vaccinations because of measles and things that are coming into the country, and then you're dropping kids at bus stations in Arizona and other places when they're coming in and then flying them back. It's a nightmare. We've talked about it. And that's going to be now a much bigger, I think that's going to be a much bigger conversation in these debates leading up to the presidential election, but also it's going to be a big debate for some of these midterm elections too, especially in the border state areas. Texas getting creamed, Arizona getting creamed, California in a whole lot of hot water with this, and then other states that are now having to absorb the heavy amount of illegals that are coming in and are lost and aren't sure where things are headed and then trying to process them. It's been insane. And then those that are trying to work their way in between the cracks, just adds to how many people are over, and this cat and mouse game has just really imploded. So if I'm Rents Priebus, I get a handle on the things that are about the show. Fine, here's the city, let's work it out. Boom, that's it. Now I move to policy, people, focus on that, and do more homework in drilling it down instead of worrying about the frivolous stuff. That's important because you have to bring the people together, but it's not the object. The object for the Democrats and for the Republicans is the meat. It's the meat. It's not as much the sizzle. Sometimes there's so much focus on the sizzle. That's why I always say we're a nation where our lawmakers react instead of act. Man, do I long for the people who get in front of the issue instead of after the issue. Once we're in crisis, well, it's easy to scream and yell and be part of a committee and drill someone on why they did this or why they did that. That's the easy stuff. It's before things happen. It's responding to what could be a crisis before it happens. Like the VA situation. You know, they knew that this was a problem. They talked about solutions in the past, but nobody took the ball. Nobody really ran with it. Shinseki knew that. He was smart to step aside. He knew that the game was over. He couldn't do anything about it. He served our country valiantly. I mean, even lost a limb, lost a foot in Vietnam, but not as the secretary of the VA. It just didn't work. And it's an arduous task. Man, imagine that now. But now people realize this has to be cleaned up, so you got all the momentum on your side. What was happening before, I don't understand. You know, how about a little show and tell? We live in a world of video and audio, just like this radio show, audio. But you can go to our website. You can tune into America Tonight, and while you're listening on your fabulous radio station, you can see us for a couple of hours on camera. So how about a little audio, a little video, a little show and tell? Why they didn't do that? Why they didn't focus on, let's just send out teams of people and let's do an undercover situation? Hey, we watch Undercover Boss. We know how to do that. I'm just saying, that, and I don't know that it would work, That would have been my strategy. You tell me there's this problem, we have trouble figuring out who's doing what, why not work on it a different way? So whoever comes in next, because they've got support, it should be much easier to come up with, okay, here's some solutions, let's get it done. Let's not fall short of what we need to do. The status quo is not acceptable. We got to have a real change. Not fake change, not temporary change. We have to have major change for these veterans. We have to do it. We got to come up with a strategy. We got to vote for it. We got to move on with it. I mean, look, the VA has already acknowledged 23 deaths because of delayed care. Wow, looking someone in the face and realizing their father, their grandfather, whoever, died because they didn't get treatment, and geez, if they had just been in there a month before, they might have been okay. That's just wrong. Wrong in so many levels. And because people were getting huge checks at the end of the year or whenever as a bonus for turning in lists where they were taking care of the weight problem, yeah, that was wrong. So now they have to do that. They have to come up with, what can you do with the homeless veteran? What can you do to attack the long waits? It's a chronic problem. You've got veterans coming, a massive amount of veterans that came back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Forget the bonus system. Just end it for now until they can figure it out correctly. These are the kind of things that Priebus really needs to focus on. What are the things that the Republicans can rally around and do better or stand for? And certainly the veterans, that's wide open. I mean, it's a pervasive culture that's about personal gain that and not about the veterans. So this is where they have to make some kind of reform, for goodness sake. All right, let me catch you up on something that's important. Bo Bergdahl, we've been talking about Bergdahl. Did he go AWOL? Did he desert? Was he crazy in his head because of what was happening, disillusioned with the military? What happened? He left his post, blah, blah, blah. The back and forth over Bergdahl. And the interesting thing is now he's almost to the United States. He's going to be continuing that reintegration thing in San Antonio at the Brooke Army Medical Center. How long he's going to be there, when he's going to be questioned, all of that still up in the air. They're still going with the whole care thing and then working their way backwards, I guess, from that. The thing that's interesting is he was in captivity for 5 years. His pay is around $300,000. Then, because you're captured and you're taken prisoner, the government will give you another $300,000 or more. He could end up with close to $1 million. How would people feel about that? And the platoon members who went after him lost their lives. Parents are upset, just sick about what's now happening. And part of that is definitely was the spin with the administration, why they had to wave the hero flag and bring the parents onto the into the Rose Garden. And Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, steps into it by the whole throwing the hero word around. So that was just a mistake. Should have never gone there, but you can't roll that back. So moving forward, what happens here? What's interesting to me is his friends were worried about him emotionally a long time ago. In 2006, he was part of the Coast Guard for how long? 26 days. 26 days in basic training. And the Coast Guard records say it was an uncharacterized discharge. Boom, gone. For psychological reasons. He joins the Army in 2008. The military had Afghanistan, still dealing with Iraq. And they just pushed waivers. People who had criminal records, remember we talked about this, health condition, other problems, they just needed bodies. Enlist, enlist, enlist. So was Bergdahl given that waiver? Was this another blunder on the military's part this time? Mailbag coming up next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Each and every show I tell you that if you want to vent and you can't jump on the phone lines, you can always send us an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in, just like that. We got an avalanche of mail from people about a myriad of things. How do you like that $10 word? Including some of the obvious things, Bergdahl and what happened in the testimony with the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, but also a couple of people reacting to O.J. Simpson and the 20th year anniversary of the Bronco chase and his ex-wife being found dead and her friend Ronald Goldman outside of her home. And, you know, we've got F. Lee Bailey on the show, and if you missed that interview, you can go to americatonight.net and click on what you missed, because he's one of the people, if you remember, he played a big role in that trial and in that ultimate acquittal. He's one of the people that believes O.J. Simpson was innocent of what happened there. So, interesting conversation with him. You can go check it out there. And here's one from Tim in Florida who says, Kate, I'm so tired of hearing about O.J. Simpson. It is just the story that no one will ever forget. And I think it's because you said the other night, the Bronco chase, it was unprecedented, 60 miles. It interrupted programming. People were captivated by it. It spawned a whole bunch of different careers after the trial, and it led to this bizarro thing of watching car chases, especially in Los Angeles, even a television show. And what is it about that story that just took off? Well, I think you, Tim, you answered your own question. Because it was something we had never seen before, and he was a superstar. Remember, O.J. Simpson had been in a couple of movies. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He was the, you know, the football NFL star who was did the Hertz commercials. He had a lot of visibility and likability, frankly. So because of that visibility and likability, that just elevated the story. And then all the bizarre elements of what happened and the glove and you must acquit, Johnny Cochran's famous line, and taking off and going to Chicago, and just everything about that trial exploded. And it did, actually, and I talked about that, it did set up a bunch of careers, and it started things like, you know, people all of a sudden were interested in court TV. That became very, very popular. Greta Van Susteren ended up with her own show on Fox, as all of you know, and a lot of the legal people surrounding that were commenting on the trial day in and day out, day in and day out, became very well known because you saw them constantly and people were glued to what was happening on the little screen at the time, what was going on with O.J. Simpson and ultimately what would happen there. One more, we got one more that we'll go to here, and this one is from Mark, who says, Kate, O.J. Simpson, so often I think about this trial and what we're missing here. It's just mind-boggling that there was never anything exact that we could put our finger on with the O.J. Simpson trial. And frankly, I was one of those people that I was surprised that he was acquitted, but I think that Marcia Clark, the prosecutor, made a huge mistake in moving the venue for that thing. And maybe that was what ultimately cost the families of the Brown family and the Goldman family their peace of mind. Wow, interesting way to look at it and to just pick out that change of venue. Yeah, I've talked about that before, meaning they decided they were going to move it. They had, you know, a all-black jury, and they decided they were going to move it from what would have been, you know, the kind of the Brentwoodish area that he could get a fair trial they would get a better verdict, a fair verdict, if they moved the venue. And ultimately, there have been arguments over, wow, was that a ridiculous thing to do or, you know, not. All right, let's turn our attention on to something else. How about this? This one from Tom, listening to us through WFLN, our great affiliate there in kind of the Port Charlotte area of Florida, and he says, Kate, this thing with Iraq is so upsetting. I have friends whose sons served in Iraq, and now look what's happening. It's on the brink of collapse. I have to say, and I heard you say this, and I have listened to your show for a while, and I know you've talked about this before, it is not shocking in one sense, but it's very, very depressing when you think of the sacrifice that we made, the money that we dumped into this, and to see this country back in the position it was before, who knows, maybe in the end, worse off, is just unacceptable. And yet, other than drone action, which apparently they want, I would never suggest that we would go back in there. Can you imagine doing a double dip? Oh, you answered your own question again. No. There's no way that I think that we would go back in there. Absolutely not. But it is depressing. It is depressing because, once again, is it the administration not paying attention? Are they caught off guard by what's happened, by these two cities that have been captured now by Islamic militants who have, it's led to 500,000 people deserting, I mean, just walking away, deserting their homes because they're scared to death. People are being shot. Bombs are going off. All this crazy, crazy things that are happening. These jihadists, they wanted to create this. They wanted this to happen. You know, you had the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. And this is what I think ultimately was the goal here. It was the problem with the three religious factions in the first place. And then once you threw in the elixir of what happened the years that we were there, it was, I think it was inevitable that it would explode into what we've seen once we were uninvolved, other than training and trying to help. And what happened? All that time, all that care, all of the diplomatic help, and look where it is right now. Yes, I absolutely agree, and I'm certain other people listening to us right now feel exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. Let's seg into something else. This from this one from Joe, who says, Kate, listen to America Tonight all the time. Thanks so much for your hard work. Eric Cantor, I loved your points on Eric Cantor. I think it's much more than just the Tea Party. You pointed out that one of the big mistakes he made is he didn't run an election. How does he do that? He thinks he's going to be the Speaker of the House. He's swelled up with power. And then he realizes, whoops, I didn't really take care of the constituents at home. I think you said he wasn't even at any of the polling places and wasn't even in his district. He was instead back in Washington during the primary day when those votes were cast, and he paid the price, and I think he was surprised that the rug was pulled out from underneath him. What do you think will happen now? Do you think the guy, the professor that's backed by the Tea Party, wins that? Well, he has a good chance because he's kind of on equal footing. It's interesting. The Democrats, a professor, I mean, that's their background, and the same thing with the Tea Party guy, he's the same thing. So, and neither one of them are well known or have an edge on the other one. And this is a very conservative area. So I would say that most likely you see the Republican winning. Cantor is the huge surprise. I mean, who are the people around? If you've gotten to this point where you're number two, and you're, this is the first time that ever that a House majority leader has lost his reelection bid in a primary ever in the history of the United States, who are the campaign people around you? Who are the PR/campaign consultants? What idiots that he wasn't there and he wasn't talking to people and he wasn't working his crowd. I think it's more than that. I do. I think you could throw in the Tea Party because they saw an advantage here, so good for them. That, you know, good for the candidate for taking advantage of that. But a lot of this was the blunder of the people around Cantor too, as well. And so it was easy to ramp up things that were problematic, like immigration reform and his stance on that. And he's trying to kind of straddle the line, and it comes back to bite him. So this is a huge message in a couple of different areas. You have to pay attention. You have to, I think, stand behind what your stance is. How about that? People that believe in what they're saying, not saying, ooh, the tea leaves, let's see. Well, people don't like this deal with immigration. I'm not sure on the amnesty thing. I kind of feel I should do this, but I don't want to do it. Or, no, I think this is dead wrong. However, because this would force me to lose an election, I better sway in a different direction. How about people that really stand by their convictions? Hey, this is what I believe in. This is what I see for America. This is what I'm running on. This is what I have run on. And here's where we're going. I mean, this Cantor defeat is going to have, I think, rippling effects on the midterm elections, without a doubt. So that was a great email. Thanks very much. Anybody who wants to ever email the show, you can do it. We're open 24/7 as far as that's concerned. Again, go to americatonight.net.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.